Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the Brown family of Amalthea Organic Dairy in Belgrade through their summer season. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Nathan's onions survive the early spring cold snap and vegetable production at the farm ramps up.
I was pretty stressed. I know plants are resilient, but...
Let me explain. Amalthea Organic Dairy is a goat dairy, and the family makes goat cheese. It's also a vegetable farm that generates a striking array of produce on just 3 acres many months out of the chilly Montana year. I'd been worried about Nathan's onions since I talked to his mother at the family's cheese facility some weeks ago. She told me he'd seeded 1/4 acre of onions and then 1/4 acre of kale and salad greens right before April's last winter gasp.
The wind died down and it started snowing, and I quickly covered everything, and luckily did, because then we got about 2 to 3 inches of snow, and they weren't really calling for that either. And then the next day was the cold night. So been a strange spring so far, I think.
Farmers always say that here, maybe everywhere. Is there ever a normal season? Surely not here in Montana, where a single day, a single morning can be squally, sunshiny, and sub-zero.
Oh, it's sometimes kind of like a roller coaster ride, really. A lot of ups and downs, especially in the spring, trying to get into kind of like a rhythm and a set schedule and things like that, because we are just so dependent on the weather, and you can't change the weather.
Nathan sheltered the newly planted crop with row cover, an insulating fabric that protects crops from frosts, even heavy freezes, and later in the season, insects.
It got to like 17 degrees, which is pretty cold for those crops, but they all seem to pull through fine.
The day I visited the farm recently, it was bright and still and decidedly spring-like. Nathan and his farmhands were tending to early season crops in the high tunnels, or hoop houses, unheated greenhouses that are an integral part of local food production systems in northern climes like ours. Most of these crops start in the seedling house, a shed ventilated by some pretty noisy fans.
Cucumbers, bok choy, lettuce, peppers, tomatoes, basil, eggplant, those all get planted here pretty quick.
Nathan and his employees, 3 full-time, 2 part-time, with more coming on board for the summer season, are continuously starting, planting, harvesting, and restarting a wide range of crops to supply their customers. Bozeman's year-round farmers market, its thriving co-op, a Belgrade vegetable processor, and a produce distributor. It's an incredibly tall order for a small farm in central Montana with a seriously short growing season. Innovation helps. The seedling house, the high tunnels, and most recently, a Japanese paper pot transplanter. It's a kind of manual seeder that creates a furrow, beds the seed, and then covers it all up again, all in a straight line. We're looking at some of the young basil plants in one of the polyethylene high tunnels.
With that machine, one person she planted out this entire greenhouse in about 3 hours. In the past, this many starts would have taken probably 4 or 5 people, 6 hours to plant, I would say.
Basil's also growing in a different high tunnel over by the pigs. Yes, there are pigs at this place too. Each tiny plant has been seeded with a companion tomato plant, like a ready-to-eat summer salad.
Pretty much. But a farmer years ago once told me that putting basil next to tomatoes help keep the pests away. So we continue to do that.
Next week, Nathan loads the seeder with bags of organic grain that will feed the dairy goats next winter.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.